带领他们都平安啊，下个礼拜回来。
And may the Lord protect them, and they'll come back next week.
But I'm so glad that my translator did not decide to leave. And she's here to translate. 谢谢主啊，给我们有好的一个翻译。这个今天早上想跟大家来纪念主耶稣。骑驴进这个耶路撒冷。
Okay, this morning we're gonna think about a story that Jesus went in Jerusalem on a donkey.
您晓得下个礼拜就是复活节了，对不对
？So next week will be the Easter.
在复活节之前的一个礼拜，就是耶稣进耶路撒冷的时间。
So a week before the Easter is the time when Jesus entered Jerusalem.
那我们来看一看他进耶路撒冷的情况是怎么样，好不好
？So let's take a look what happens when he entered Jerusalem.
大家可以看得见吗？字啊，好，我们用中文来念，好不好？然后就用英文来念。好，请念中文的一起来念，好不好？耶稣和母童先进耶路撒冷，到了伯法其，在橄榄山那里，耶稣就打发两个门徒对他们说：“你们往对面村子里去，必看见一匹驴存在那里，还有驴驹空在一处。你们解开，牵到我这里来。若有人对你们说什么，你们就说主要用它，那人必立时让你们牵来。借势成就，就是用先知的话说，要对西安的居民说：汉娜，你的王来到这里，是温柔的，又骑着驴，就是骑着驴驱子。门徒就照耶稣所吩咐的去行，牵了驴和驴驱来。把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上。好，英文的可以念吗？都是 read in English. Would you also help us and read this passage together too, please? As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you." And at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone say anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophets. Say to the daughter Zion, see your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey.And on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus instructs them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their clothes on them for Jesus to sit on. 我们可以看到这段圣经里面呢，就是耶稣特别用这个时间显彰他的全能。
So we can see through these verses that Jesus fulfilled all the prophets.
他是显彰，他就是王。
He's showing everybody he is a king.
所以首先他就差那两个门徒去叫他们把一个驴带来。
So first he sent two disciples to the village to bring the donkeys.
那这个驴还有一个小的驴了啊，他们在一起的，所以呢，耶稣就要两个都到他前面来。
So the donkey has a little baby, so Jesus asked disciples to bring both of them there.
耶稣就让门徒知道他已经有全知的全能，他知道驴在哪里啊。谁可以让他的驴可以来到他面前他们门徒就把这个事情办好了。
So we can see from here, Jesus already By his foreknowledge, he knew there are donkeys there, so he sent the disciples to go get them.
那耶稣是坐在那个小的那个驴驹子上面。
So Jesus actually ride on the small donkey, the foal donkey.
那门徒都把衣服放在这个驴子上面了。
So the disciples take off their cloaks and put on the donkey.
那为什么耶稣不坐马呢？
So why Jesus didn't ride horses?
你要坐王帝，你一定坐最好的马。
So think about it, you're a king, you should ride the best horse.
特别耶稣要坐在一个小的一个驴驹子上，这个是什么意思？
So why he actually ride on the foal of a donkey?
就表示耶稣来做君王，不是一个世界人所看的那一种，好像很凶猛的啊一个君王，他是一个温柔的一个君王。
So what he by his doing, he's showing he is a king full of humble.
他就是用和平来掌管这个世界的。
And he will rule the world with peace.
所以他就特别坐在驴子里面上面。
So that's why he entered Jerusalem on the donkey.
那这个表示他是和平之君。
So it shows that he is a king of peace.
在圣经里面，以赛亚书第九章第六节都告诉我们，耶稣还没有降生以前呢，神的话已经预言他是和平之君。
So we can see from the book of Isaiah, that's way before Jesus was born, the prophet said he is a prince of peace.
同时他也是全能的神啊。
And he also is a mighty God.
所以我们可以敬仰他，俯伏他，相信他。
So we can trust him and obey him.
那在旧约圣经撒迦利亚书九章也讲讲。
So in the Old Testament, in the book of Zechariah, Chapter 9 is also something about him.
这一段就是耶稣要成就的一段预言。
So that's the prophet about what Jesus is going to be fulfilling.
这里说西安的民啊，你们应当大大喜乐，耶路撒冷的民啊，是应当欢呼欢迎。看啊，你的王来到你这里，他是公义的，谦谦和和的，骑着驴，这骑着驴的驹子。
They say it's rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout daughters of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
所以耶稣让大家都知道，他是来成就五六百年以前先知已经讲过的，他就是那个要谦和的。骑着驴子驱子进到耶路撒冷的王。
So we can see here Jesus fulfilled the old prophecy that from 500-600 years ago that he is a king who will enter Jerusalem on a donkey.
预言也讲他是一个谦谦和和的讲和平的一个王帝。
So we can see in the prophecy that he is a righteous king and humble.
同时他是管理整个宇宙的，从大河到地极的那个王帝。
And also he's the king who's in charge from sea to sea and from river to the end of the earth.
那耶稣这个和平的王帝今天对您跟我有什么关系呢？
So let's say what has to do with us, this Prince of Peace.
因为今天他能够赐我们，赐我们平安。
Because he can give us peace today.
我们大家一起来看马太福音十一章二十八到三十节，好不好？
So let's all read Matthew chapter 11, 28 to 30.
请大家一起来念这一段圣经啊。OK， 凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来。我就使你们得安息，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的学我的样式，这样你们的心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。 请念英文的也念啊。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened,
and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. 耶稣基督是和平的君王。
So Jesus is a prince of peace.
他也拥有和平的。
And he has peace.
他可以把平安临到我们每一个人。
And he can give us his peace.
只要你全心的相信他。
Only if you fully trust in him.
把你的生命交托给他。
And give your life to him.
那我们就可以享受他赐给我们的安息。
And then we can enjoy the peace come from him.
当我们享受主的安息的，是不是我们不需要做工呢？
So does it mean we don't have to anything just receive the peace from the Lord?
不是。
That's not.
我们还是要工作啊，对不对？
We need to do our work too.
我们还要生活啊。
We need to live our life.
但是当你有主耶稣与你同在的时候呢，他答应他会跟你同担重担。
So when you have Jesus in your life, he has promised you that he will carry the yoke with you.
所以他说我的轭是容易，我的担子是轻省。
That's why he said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
就是说耶稣会跟你同一起来负担担这个重担。
So that means the Lord will carry the burden with you.
表示有主耶稣与你同在。
It means he will be always with
you. 你的做工，主与你同在。
Whatever you do, he's with you.
啊，你的睡觉，主也与你同在。
When you're sleeping, he's there with you.
啊，他知道你的需要。
And he knows what you need.
他可以帮助你。
And he can totally help you.
无论任何的情况，主耶稣都跟你在一起的。
And Jesus will be with you.
就好像两条牛去耕田一样。
It's just like two cows are going plowing.
哦，这个两条牛都是同在一个轭里面啊。但耶稣是一旁，您是另外一旁，所以你可以有主的帮助。
So it's like two cows are carrying the same yoke. You are on one side, and Jesus on the other side. You'll work together.
当你知道有主耶稣跟你同在，你就没有担心了。
So when you know Jesus is with you, there's nothing to worry about.
你有平安了。
And you have peace.
你不需要害怕。
And you don't have to be
fear. 任何的环境，主都会拯救你的。
In every circumstance, the Lord will save you.
所以圣经也这样讲。
So the Bible says.
腓立比书四章六至七节，大家也请你一起念，好不好？
Let's read Philippians 4:6-7.
请，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。英文的
Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition,
with thanksgiving,
present
your requests
to God,
and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding,
will guard
your
hearts
and
your
minds
in Jesus Christ Jesus.
神在这里，耶稣答应我们。
So here, Jesus promises.
他会保守你的心怀意念。
He will guard your heart and your mind.
所以你要向他祷告。
So you need to pray to him.
你还要感谢他。
And with thanksgiving.
把你一切心中的重担都告诉神。
And present all your thoughts, all your burdens to God.
那他的平安就好像在罗马的时代，那个时候，他那些罗马的兵丁啊，会保守一个皇帝，保守一个元帅的时候呢，都是有一队兵围住，包围住他，所以没有任何事情可以伤害这个皇帝。
So it's like in the old Roman world.The soldiers will surround the king to protect him. So it's the same thing. The peace of God will surround us and protect us.
所以主耶稣他会让平安保守环绕你啊，让你可以在他里面享受平安。
So that's why the peace of God will surround you and guard your hearts and your mind.
所以他是平安的王。
So that's why we call him a king of peace.
就是这个意思了啊。那平安的王来到耶路撒冷的时候呢，需要我们去欢迎他。
So when Jesus came into Jerusalem, let's see, a lot of people are welcoming him.
诶，这里你可以看见啊，众人看见耶稣来了，在耶路撒冷来的时候呢，大家都砍下树枝铺在路上，前行后随的，大家都喊笑，何善哪，何善哪，啊，这个是大卫的子孙，我们是称颂他，高高在上，何善哪。
So we can see, recorded in the book of Matthew, a very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches and tree branches on the road to spread them. The crowd that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
那在古代那个时候，欢迎一个皇帝，欢迎一个高高在上的一个主宰的时候呢，都是砍下那些树枝铺在路上的。
So in the ancient times, when people welcoming the king, they always cut the branches of their trees and lay on the road.
也把衣服也铺在路上，让这个君王可以跑在站在他的衣服上面一直的跑过去。
And also, they spread their cloaks on the ground so the king can walk over them.
这个表示这个是王帝，我们可以衣服都奉献给他，让他平安的、很好的、很舒服的跑过去。
That's how they care about the king. They want to make him the highest in the respect.
他们砍下的树枝是棕树枝。
So the branches, what they cut down is palm branches.
所以大家都说呢，耶稣进耶路撒冷的那个时光，就是棕树节，就是这个意思。
So that's why we call that day when Jesus entered Jerusalem the Palm Sunday.
所以今天就是安息日，是主日，是棕树的主日，表示是赞美耶稣的日子。
So today is Palm Sunday.
那他们为什么说何善哪呢？
Why they're calling him Hosanna?
啊，他们说何善哪，原来就是拯救的意思。
So Hosanna in the old language just means save.
因为在诗篇118篇，好久以前，大卫王帝啊，这个犹大人的大王已经预言，啊，要能够去恭喜赞美这个何善哪，啊，这个王帝，就是他能够拯救的意思。
So you can see in the book of Psalm, which written by David, long time ago, he is praising the Lord.
为什么他们赞美他呢？
Why is he praising him?
因为他能够拯救。
Because he will save them.
今天我们不是随便做，哦，人家做的做，有一个大的原因，就是耶稣基督能够拯救我们的。
So today, the biggest thing we know Jesus is, he can save us.
这个 Hosanna 就是求救、救恩的意思。
The Hosanna is save us.
那耶稣拯救什么呢？
So what Jesus is going to save us from?
从罪恶中把我们拯救出来。
And he save us from our sin.
所以靠着主耶稣赦免我们的罪恶，我们不再受罪的捆绑。
So because what Jesus has done, we're no longer in bondage of our sin.
有主耶稣帮助你、帮助我呢，就不会继续去犯罪。
So with the help of the Lord, we will no longer sinning.
有许多人说，我不能不犯罪，我不能不做错，因为魔鬼要弄我。
So some people say, I cannot stop sinning because the devil is tempting me.
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
耶稣可以帮助您、帮助我除去魔鬼的作为。
And Jesus can overcome the deeds of the devils.
靠着耶稣你可以得胜。
Just lean on Jesus, you will win.
靠着耶稣你不会继续去做错误的事、得罪人的事。
And lean on him, you will stop doing the wrong things.
因为他是我们的救主。
Because he's our savior.
他也是和平的王帝。
And he is our king of peace.
感谢天父。
Thank God.
那同时呢，我们看见耶稣进到耶路撒冷做什么东西。
So let's see what Jesus did after he entered Jerusalem.
他进了耶路撒冷之后呢，他也会清洁这个圣殿。
So he cleared the temple.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为圣殿里面充满了许多做买卖的人。
Because the temples are full of people who are selling and buying.
那就等于今天啊，有许多人去教堂，为什么去呢？因为可以在哪里啊，买保险啊，认识更多人了啊，做更多买卖了。
Yeah, there are some problems now nowadays church. People go to church just seeking help for insurance or other things.
当然是认识更多人，做买卖，在教堂之外也无所谓了。
Of course, you know, you know a lot of people.
但是在那个时代呢，那些人做买卖就在圣殿里面，就在教堂里面。
So during that period of time, when people are doing business, selling, buying and selling inside the church.
因为那个时候许多犹太人，差不多一百万，超过一百万的那些犹太人都来到耶路撒冷来庆祝这个逾越节。
So during those period of time, there are a lot of Jewish people, more than a million people, go to the temple.
他们来到这里说要献祭给神。
So when they get to the temple, they usually sacrifice to God.
所以他们要用牛、用羊来献祭，对不对
？So the sacrifice was cows and lambs.
所以他们从远道来啊，所以就要在那边来买羊啊，买东西来献给神。
So since most of them are coming from a long way.So they cannot bring all the animals with them, so they're buying them in the temple.
同时，他们的钱是外地的钱啊，也是罗马国家的钱，他们需要换到犹太国的钱来买这些东西。
So especially their currency, where they're carrying another currency they use in the temple.
那当然，许多人就趁这个机会赚许多。人家要买东西的钱啊。
So that's why a lot of businessmen are actually taking advantage of the people who are buying.
所以耶稣说，你们把圣殿变成一个宰窝。
That's why Jesus said, "You making it a den of robbers."
借助教会去赚人家的钱。
You use the name of the church.To make a profit of for yourself.
所以他跑的在圣殿里面，他就推倒那些卖鸽子的人的凳子啊，他们换钱的东西，他都推下去。你们走，不要污秽了神的殿。
Yeah, that's why he overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves.
这个也是应验圣经。古代的一句预言
It's also fulfilled the prophecy.
这个就是在以赛亚书第五十六章的七节了
It's in Book of Isaiah 56.
圣经说我必领他们到我的圣山使他们在祷告我的殿中喜乐他们的燔祭和平安祭在坛上必蒙悦因为我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿
This I will bring to my holy mountain and give them joy in my house of prayer. The burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations.
我们来到圣殿中最主要的是要祷告。
So when we come in the sanctuary, our most important thing is to pray.
我们需要教会中更多的祷告。
We need to pray more.
夜牧师是我们希望可以邀请来的那个新的牧师。
So Pastor Ye, we're hoping he will be our pastor in the future.
他跟我讲了一句，让我震动的。
Yeah, he tell me something that's actually shocked me.
那是起初了，不是后来啊。
That's at the beginning, not now.
他说，你们的祷告就是一种纯力胜的、常力性的。 不是真正的要祷告神。
So he said, your prayer sounds like it's just a routine. It's not really come out of your heart.
大家看见，祷告的确需要诚恳的来到神面前，真的要敬拜的，真的是求主的恩典临到我们身上。
So that we can see, we really need to go to the Lord with our whole heart and to ask God for His blessing.
我们实在需要祷告。
We do need to pray.
这个礼拜五晚上
，This Friday night，
是我们叫做 Good Friday 哈，就是呢纪念耶稣为我们钉死的那天。
So this Friday we call this Good Friday to remember Jesus die on the cross for us.
那个就是在复活节前的三天啊，礼拜五。
The 3 days before the Easter.
那我们希望我们都花一点时间在这里真正的虔诚的祷告。
So I hope we'll come here and then with sincere heart to pray.
这个祷告的殿是万民祷告的殿。
The house of prayer is a prayer for all nations.
所以就是为所有的人的。
So it's for everybody.
无论是谁都可以一起来这里祷告。
So it doesn't matter who you are, you can come and pray.
只要我们是诚恳的来到主面前。
As long as we come before the Lord with a sincere heart.
所以主耶稣是万民的神，万民之主。
So that's why Jesus is the Lord of all.
不只是一批人，一组人，或者西方人的。
It's not the Lord of a group of people and a Western God.
所以我们知道耶稣来要清洁他的圣殿，他说这个是祷告的殿啊。
So that's why when Jesus entered the temple, he clears out everything because he said, my house will be called a house of prayer.
他有权柄要清洁我们的教会。
He has authority to clear our church.
我们也求主清洁我们。
So we also pray that God will cleanse us.
那然后耶稣来到殿中也做了一件大事。
So when he get in the temple, he did something great.
在殿里有许多眼睛看不见的，瘸子啊，脚不好的来到耶稣跟前，耶稣都治好他们。
And there are blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them all.
我们要求主医治我们。
We'll ask Lord to heal us.
因为他有权柄能够医治。
Because he has authority.
耶稣一讲，一摸，那些人就好了。
So when Jesus speaks and when he touches them, they're all healed.
今天我们要求主的权柄在我们教会中。
So now we need to pray that the Lord's authority will be in our church.
清洁我们。
To cleanse us.
改变我们。
Change us.
让我们好好的恳求。
And let us ask earnestly.
然后让耶稣基督洁净，能够医治我们的弟兄姐妹。
And that Jesus to cleanse us and to heal us.
神是慈爱的主。
God is merciful.
他会听我们祷告的。
And he will listen to our prayers.
他是和平之君。
And he is a Prince of Peace.
他也是全能的神。
And he's Almighty God.
他也是医治的神。
And then he's a King of Healing.
最主要呢，耶稣来，他要统治你，统治我的心。
So when he comes, he will rule over our hearts.
各位弟兄姐妹，耶稣来到这个世界，他要做王。
So when Jesus come to this world, he will be king.
但是他被钉在十字架上啊。
But he was crucified on the cross.
原因是要赦免我们的罪。
Because he will forgive our sins.
让我们的心得到清洁。
Will clean our heart.
他才可以管理我们啊。
And he can rule over us.
我们不想做一个坏的一个子民，一个不听神话的子民。
And we don't want to be disciples with a disobedient heart.
他要管理我们的心。
He will rule over our hearts.
首先，主耶稣的工作就是这样子。
The first, that's one of his jobs.
他要进你的心，进我的心，先管理我们里面的心。
He will enter inside of your heart and rule over you.
管理外面的事情不是这么重要。
And then rule over other part of the world is not that important.
最重要是管理你的心，你所想的，你的思想是什么。
So what he focus on your heart and your mind, what you're thinking.
所以你看启示录三章二十、二十一节说，我要站在门外控，这个门是什么门呢？
So let's see that Jesus said here, I stand at the door and knock. What the door he's talking about?
不单只是教会的门，
it's not the door of the
church. 是我们的心门啊。
It's a door of our heart.
你生命的门。
It's a door to our lives.
你听见他的声音就开门。
When you hear his voice, you open the door.
他说我要进到他哪里。
He said, I'll enter.
我与他，他与我一同坐席。
And I'll sit down with him and
那个就是跟主耶稣有好的关系了。
That's means we have good relationship with him.
啊，我们听他的话了。
And then we obey his command.
啊，我们向他祷告了。
And we pray to him.
我让他来管理我们的生命了。
We allow him to rule over us.
有一个非常好的一个应允，一个神给我们的答应。
And there is a wonderful promise God has given us.
他说，我要二十一节啊。得胜的，我要使他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
The wonderful promise is to him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on His throne.
这个是很大的应许啊。
This is a great promise.
你让主耶稣统治你了。
You allow Jesus to rule over your heart.
让他管理你的一切了。
And let him to teach you and train you everything.
哎，你就得胜了。
And you win, you overcome.
得胜罪恶。
And then you overcome.
得胜困难。
And you overcome the difficulties.
能够与耶稣同坐他的宝座。
And you can sit on the throne of Jesus together with him.
这个是实在太好了。
And this is wonderful.
耶稣答应您会与他同坐王啊。
And Jesus promises we'll be kings together with him.
因为你让他管理你的心。
Because you allow him to rule over your
heart. 你也可以控制你的心。
And then you can control your heart.
你就可以控制其他的东西了。
And you can control others.
你就可以做王了。
And you will be king.
在神的国度里面，神有许多需要您跟我所做的事情。
Heaven of God, and there are a lot of jobs that we need to do.
啊，你现在要学习啊。
So we need to learn to do it.
让他先统治你。
So let him rule over you.
让他知道你怎么样管理你的心啊。
Then he will see how you control your heart.
你才可以跟他一起做一个公义和平的王。
So you can be together with him, be a king of righteousness.
那这样子我们应该怎么做呢？
So what should we do?
非常简单。
It's not too complicated.
我们要服从他的真理。
We should obey the truth.
啊，大家请帮我一起念，好吧？罗马书第六章啊，感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的午饭。但现今你们既有罪得了释放，做了神的奴仆。就有成圣的果子，那结果就是永生。那英文请念。
But thanks be to God. You used to be slaves to sin.
You have come to obey from your heart
the pattern
of
teaching
that has now claimed
your
allegiance. But now that you have been set free from sin and become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness.
And
the
result is eternal life.
弟兄姐妹，你信了耶稣之后，需要服从耶稣。
So, brother and sister, when you put your faith in Jesus, you need to obey him.
圣经讲得很清楚，你变成神的奴仆。
So, as it said, we become the slaves of God.
那就是说，他说什么，你就要做什么。
And that means you do whatever he says.
这个奴仆不是说，哎呀，你做苦工啊。奴仆意思就是神说什么你就做，你绝对不跟他来争。
So slave here is not like we have to do hard labor. But it's here we, it means we have to obey God and whatever He says we'll do.
你说我怎么知道服从他什么东西？
So say, what do I do?
你看回去十七节啊。罗马书六章十七节。
Okay, let's read Roman.
那里的意思就是说，你要从心里顺服所传给你们道理的，不犯。
So that means we need to obey what we have learned from the gospel.
那这个道理的模范的意思就是道理的内容。
So it's the meaning and then the words.
The pattern of teaching, 啊,
pattern
那个就是内容, the content, 就是。只是我们需要顺服神所讲的，在圣经里面所讲的。
So that means we need to obey the words in the Bible, what God has taught us.
比如说，圣经说，不要贪心。
So, that, like the Bible said, do not be greedy.
圣经讲的，如果贪心，你就像拜偶像一样。
It's like if you're greedy, you're like idol worshipper.
那你就要管理自己的心啊。
And you have to manage your own heart.
不要贪心啊。
And do not be greedy.
哦，那个人。他的车汽车是最好的 Cadillac 啊，哇，他这个，哎呀，我就想了，那这个是贪心了。你已经有车子了，还是不一定要 Cadillac 呢？
So like when we see people driving good cars, we covet and we say, "Oh, that car's way better than me." That's greed.
我们不说谎。
So don't lie.
圣经说说谎神不喜欢的。
So in Bible we know that God does not like liars.
但是您想一想，你的生命是不是随便讲谎话的？
So let's think of reflect our lives. Do we lie easily?
许多弟兄姐妹可以讲圣经教圣经。
There are a lot of brothers and sisters can talk about the Bible verses.
也教人顺从圣经。
And then teach people to obey them.
但是随便讲谎话的
but lie without thinking、
哦、就是虚虚伪伪的、啊、隐瞒自己所做的错随便说谎话那这个神很不高兴、啊、
so sometimes we lie about ourselves to cover our sins I don't think God likes it
圣经里面有许多的教训
so there are a lot of teachings in the Bible
你有没有跟从呢
have you ever followed
圣经说生命是很重要的。
So in the Bible said, the life is important.
我们不能随随便便就把一个小孩子在母腹中的生命就割掉了，断掉了。
So we cannot just kill the unborn baby like that.
就用一个理由说，哦，母亲的选择。
So only.Use a reason because it's a mother's choice.
母亲说我喜欢这个生活这样子哦，但是呢，这个小孩子妨碍我的生活啊，所以把它除掉。
So some mother says, I like the way I'm living right now. I don't want a kid to burden me, so I want to get rid of him.
这个就不服从真理了。
This does not obey the truth.
有许多人今天说，哎呀，牧师你太保守了。
Well, there's some people saying, Pastor, you're too conservative.
两个男人喜欢住在一起，为什么不可以啊？
So two men want to live together, what's wrong with that?
当然可以啊。
Of course you can.
但是同住在一个床上啊，睡在一个床上啊，啊，做那些不应该做的事情啊，那个是跟圣经完全相反。
Yeah, but you sleep in one bed doing the indecent deeds that does not fit the Bible.
那如果你也同意这个东西
So if you agree with them.
你说的这个无所谓的
Because it doesn't matter.
那你就是反对圣经了
When you fight against the Bible.
你也同意人家这样做的
Then you give approval to the deeds.
你也是表示圣经所讲的不需要你了
That means you don't have to follow what the Bible says. I'll receive Jesus as my Savior. I will ask him to forgive my sin. And on the other hand, you ask people, allow people to sin.
那你告诉我，你是让耶稣统治你的心吗？
So you're still telling me you want the Lord
to control your heart. 神不听我们的祷告了。
That's why God is not listening to our prayers.
因为我们根本随随便便不听圣经所讲的。
Because we don't pay attention to what the Bible teaches us.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们求主帮助我们要尊重圣经讲的每件事情。
So may God help us to obey every single detail.
这个就是罗马书所讲的了。
That's in the book of Romans.
你顺从神道理的内容。
You obey God.
哎，哪里就顺从他的真理了。
And then you obey the truth.
那耶稣就是你生命的主宰了。
And then Jesus will be the Lord of your life.
无论今天你觉得你怎么样来爱教会。
Doesn't matter how much you love the church.
你怎么样愿意教会长进？
How you want the church to grow?
但是如果你的生命不照着圣经所讲的去行，
but,
你常常都讲谎话。
But if you don't live your life according to the Bible and you lie all the time,
常常都贪心。
And then be greedy.
常常都同意人家做不违反圣经的事，你说无所谓，无所谓。
And then give consent to the wrongdoings.
那对，你看看耶稣的心，你看看神的心，会不会让你与他一同做王呢？
So look at the heart of God. Will he allow you to be king together with him?
他会不会听你的祷告呢？
Will he listen to your prayers?
我猜不会吧。
I guess he's not.
怪不得我们这么多困难啊。
No wonder we're facing so much difficulties.
不能怪上帝不听祷告哎。
We can't blame God that didn't
listen to us. 是因为你的生命不让他统治你嘛。
Because you did not allow him to rule over your heart.
求神怜悯我们。
May God give us mercy.
那因为耶稣要快再来了。
Because Jesus is coming soon.
圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible is very clear.
在启示录说，有一天他会回来统治这个世界。
So we can see from the book of Revelation, he will return to be King of Kings.
他对是和平之君。
Yes, he is a Prince of Peace.
但是那些常常反对他的、不听他的话的、你自己做自己的事、不让他统治的，神会消灭的。
So he will.Give judgment to those who disobey him.
那个时候您会怎么办呢？
So what you're going to do when the time comes?
你的生命是不是真的依靠神让他做主呢？
Is your life really lean on God and let him to be the Lord?
还是你喜欢干什么就干什么，做什么做什么？
Or you do according to your own will?
信了耶稣，对，有自由。
Now we're talking about freedom.
对，神会赦免我们的罪。
So God will forgive us.
但是不能让我们随随便便的不跟从圣经的话，自己要干什么就干什么。
But does
这个绝对不可以。
But does not mean that freedom is you can do whatever you want that does not following the Bible.
因为他是王。
Because he is a king.
他是和平之王。
And he is Prince of Peace.
他也有进你的心。
And he will enter into your heart.
管理你。
And then rule over you.
请低头祷告。
Please bow your head.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你是万王之王。
You are the King of Kings.
你是万主之主。
You are the Lord of Lords.
你要有权柄管理这个教会的神。
And you is the God of full of authority over your churches.
你也是医治之神。
And you are the God full of mercy and healing.
谢谢你已经医治了许多困难弟兄姐妹的工作。
And thank you for your healing.
主啊，你也会医治我们。
And Lord, you will heal us.
求你在我们当中管理一切。
Please rule over us.
帮助弟兄姐妹今天都完全决定为主而活。
And help us to focus on you and give our lives to you.
求你让我们清楚你的旨意。
Please let us know clearly.
照你的旨意来行。
And what you want us to do and do what you want us to do.
也照你圣经所讲的真理而行。
And help us to obey the truth in the Bible.
奉耶稣基督名求。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
神是